Good morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Sonoma County Jewish Film Festival, which has started, has it not?
It has, and it is great this year.
Terrific. So we are going to talk about a film called The Last Mensch, playing Tuesday, October 20th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. So talk about this one. Great title, by the way.
It is a great title. It's also got the German spelling of Mensch with a T in it. That's very unusual. We could have done a whole film festival this year about old Jewish men. There were all these wonderful films. So it seems to be something that's kind of in the air among filmmakers right now. And we chose, one of the ones we chose is this one. This is the story of a German who was born near the Hungarian-Romanian border and survived the Holocaust. He has a number tattooed on his arm. After the war, he decided to live as a non-Jew in Germany. Has an epiphany one day while he's walking through a Jewish cemetery. He's old now, and he wants to be buried in a Jewish cemetery. And it turns into this improbable buddy road movie where he pairs up with a young woman who's a Turkish refugee living in Germany in a kind of borrowed car. And they take off for his hometown where he can find proof for the rabbis that he's actually a Jew, because they won't let him into the Jewish cemetery without proof because he's lived his life as a Jew, basically hiding his identity.
And Yes.
So there's moments of humor, but there's a lot of drama to it. It's an excellent film. The star of the film is a man named Mario Adorf, who is an award-winning actor in Germany, and he does an excellent, excellent job.
I would suspect that, am I right, that there are people who have literally lived this life over the years? People who
everywhere in the world.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people came to California and decided to stop being Jewish. But there's something about being Jewish that's pretty cool, and it kind of travels with you.
Right.
It's great.
Well, I remember when I was a child, and it was right after the war ended, really. And actually, you know, it was even before the war ended. In San Francisco, there was a district of secondhand shops, McAllister Street. And I remember seeing people in those shops with the numbers tattooed on their arms.
Oh, yeah. I saw people when I was a kid often. I think one of the reasons these movies are being made now about elderly Jews is there's a question about what happens when the last survivor dies? What happens to these stories? And how are they going to be told in the future? And you know, the end of a generation of Jews who kind of carried that tradition from the old world to our world as we live it now, and what's gained and what's lost in that process. And that's really what these movies speak to.
Well, I think that just from your description, here's a movie that qualifies as an important film.
I would say so. Yes, we really liked it. And I felt like it had a lot of depth and it wasn't pretentious.
Great.
And he was a terrific character. Yeah, that's well acted.
Well, I wish we could see these movies right now.
You just have to come to the festival.
Right, that's it. And to come to the festival is easy. The festival is going on now and will go on through November 17th at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. If you don't know how to find the Rialto Cinemas, you're listening to the wrong radio show. But if you need information or tickets online, telephone number is 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks, Ellen.
Thanks, Roland.
See you next time.
It's great to be here.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.